Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire with your host, Miss On Friday Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys for joining me this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday evening, the day after Christmas, and Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and all of that good stuff to you all. I thank God for you joining me tonight, because many of you still have a house full of family members and things of that nature, but thank you again for joining us tonight. Tonight's topic is It's Time. And the Lord was giving this to me on Sunday, and he was like, it's time. But before we jump into talking about our topic tonight, we're going to thank our sponsors for being sewing into this fertile ministry. We have Unique Expression by Design. They bring your custom ideas to life through t-shirts, mugs, journals, pens, and much, much more. So whatever it is that you want to customize, Unique Expressions by Design and Angelise Washington will take care of you. Visit www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. Then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar. Roz is your one-stop shop to all of your hair care and beauty needs. Natural hair relaxers, sew-ins, braids, lock maintenance, makeup, lashes, and so much more. Call and schedule your appointment with Roz and Beauty Bar, Hair and Beauty Bar today at 404-599-3712. Again, that's 404-599-3712. We have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. CDs are available on Reverb Nation and CD Baby. Get your jewelry fix for only $5 at www.inspiredjewels.com. The number four, the letter U.com. That's www.inspiredjewels, the number four, U.com. Get your cheap jewelry, schedule your online parties with us, and we can get some things going. Because I tell you, we as ladies, we love our beautiful adornment and accessories, and $5 beats everyone's budget. So thank you again to each and every sponsor to On Fire to Inspire tonight. We appreciate you. We love you. And if any of you are interested in getting your business or service and on Fire to Inspire, it's only $25 for the entire month. And you can email us to find out more at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. We accept PayPal and Cash App as well as the Square. Tonight's topic is It's Time. And as I was saying, the Lord was sharing with me that it's time. And he took me into Ecclesiastes. So we're going to jump into Ecclesiastes. And I'm going to give you some points. So if any of you have a pen, paper, if you want to take some notes, these are just some things he placed upon my heart. So I'm going to read to you all 1 through 6 of Ecclesiastes first. And then we're going to come back and I'm going to share with you on each verse what God was giving to me. So Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven." Second verse says, "A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted." Verse 3, "A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up." Verse 4, "A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance." Verse 5, "A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing." And verse 6, finally, "A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away." So that was Ecclesiastes 1-6. That's the King James Version. So as I was reading those scriptures, and I read it in King James, New King James, I read it in New Living Translation, and all of them basically reiterated the same thing. So in verse 2, it said, "A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up." Well, it's time for us to let some things die and stay right here in 2017. What are we talking about in those things that need to die and stay? That's those bad habits. Those are the excuses. the procrastination, just to name a few. There are so many things that you may be able to add to that list, but that's the list that I hear people talk about, you know, most of the time. What is it that's keeping you from living your full potential or living to be the best you? And so some of the people are the bad habits, the procrastination, the excuses. So what we're going to do from Ecclesiastes 3 and the second verse, we're going to go ahead and we're going to make up our mindset to go ahead and keep those bad habits, procrastination, excuses, and anything else that is negative. We're going to go ahead and keep that over here in 2017. It's time to pluck up the impoverished mindsets and the I can't mindset, and we're going to use the I can and I will mindset, because that's already on the inside of you, and that is your kingdom mindset, that is your portion. So that's Ecclesiastes 3 and 2. And so as we move on to a discussion on 3 and 3, that one is a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. So in that, back to what we just stated previously, it's time to kill off some things. That mindset, it's time to shut down the negativity, and it's time to take on that kingdom mindset, which is already yours. So it's time to be intentional about even your very thoughts. It's time to build up your inner man. It's time to build up your spirit man through the word of God and learn how to strengthen yourself and encourage yourself, because that's your blueprint and that's your lifeline. It's time to know that it's time to move forward in the thing that God has called you to. So there may be some people that may not be able to go. Everybody can't go where God is taking you. And you got to understand that and move forth with it. So be good with that, because understand that you are moving into the land of prosperity, and all of the negativity is staying on over here in 2017. As we move forward, I'm going to open up the lines for discussion, some things that you may want to be leaving in 2017, and in 2018, you're ready to do these things, however you want to share. We're moving forward in verse 4. It said, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. Well, in that one, guess what? Where we are right now, weeping time is over. It's time to laugh. It's time to walk in the joy that is freely given to you. It's time to take off those mourning clothing. It's time to put on your new clothes and your new armor and walk forth in the newness of each and every day that you have here on earth. It's time to stop existing and start living the life that God has called you to. So I was one of the ones that was just existing and playing, and God was saying, it's time to live. And so that's my word for you. It's time to take off the mourning clothes. You're not in a funeral. You're not living a life of going to constant funerals. That may be something that you have to do from time to time, but that's not your mindset. All right, verse 5, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Now, in this one, I want you to embrace the new you, the new life, the new mindset. As you go into 2018, I want you to embrace the new. We're not setting any New Year's resolutions. We're not doing that. But we are resolving that we are shifting into a new way of thinking. We're shifting into a new way of operating, and we're shifting into a new way of even speaking concerning our lives. So when you're speaking over your life, over your children's life, or anyone that's that comes into your space, you're intentional about your words, because your words carry so much power. I remember my mom called me one day, and I was under the dryer, and she said, "Girl, you gonna be on that dryer for 5 hours?" I said, "No, ma'am. I've never been on the dryer any longer than 3 hours." Y'all, I was under that dryer for 5 hours. We have power in our words. So be careful what you speak. You may be doing it in plan, but be careful even about that, because the hour that we're in, it's time, and God is fulfilling our very heart's desires. And then our final scripture is, it's a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Well, it's time to lose that old man and walk in the new person that you are. When I say old man, I'm not talking about man or woman. I'm talking about human being. So this is applicable to every person. It's time to take off that old person that just, your mindset was just stuck. Oh, no. We're leaving that person in 2017, and we're coming forth. So we're casting down all vain imaginations and anything that's kept you stagnant, and we're moving intentionally into 2018, intentionally into everything that God has called you to. And there are some things that you're closing out with in the end of 2017. You're closing out some things. And accountants, they call it month-end close. But guess what we're calling it? We're calling it officially closed, because there are some things that you're closing out because it had no business being open because God didn't tell you to do it. And there are some things that it had an expiration date on it, but you didn't allow the expiration date to be there. So it's time to let it expire and give it its official closing. End of story. End of story. So for all of the promises that God is giving you, it's still a yeah and an amen. And God gave that to me, that 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. And the King James Version says, for all the promises of God in him are yea and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now, the Amplified reads like this: for as many as are the promises of God in Christ, they are all answered yes. So through him, we say amen to the glory of God. So everything that God has promised you, you still have a yea and amen. So we're going to open up the phone lines so that we can discuss this greatness that God has on the inside of you, that you're getting ready to walk in the fruitfulness of everything that God has called you to. We're going to talk about some things that, however you want to do it, you want to talk about, you know, the things that God has placed on the inside of you that you're allowing to birth and move forth in for 2018. You can even talk about the things that you're leaving in 2017. However you feel led, we're going to go ahead and open up the line. The number is 929-477-2178. Again, it's 929-477-2178. Press the number 1 and you can share. Now look, guys, y'all don't be bashful. If you're online listening, you got to dial in to be able to participate. That's 929-477-2178. And we have our first caller. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Friday Inspire. How are you this great evening?
Happy New Year, Leah. Brother, this is your brother, Tony Tone. What's going on, sister? How are you?
I am great. How are you, man of God?
I am doing absolutely fantabulous. And first of all, I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all your listeners out there. What a great time it is. Always it is when all of us get a chance to come together. We praise God for your radio show and how you have been being obedient and following the course that God has given you. So I commend you for that. But getting back to your subject at hand, sister. Ooh, you know you just is right on time. You already know. Earlier today, someone sent me a message out while I was out in the freezing cold delivering mail today, sent me a text message. And normally, you know, when I'm out, especially at an apartment complex, being careful, being aware of my surroundings, I don't bother, just wait until I get back in the truck. But I looked at it, and it was a link, and it talked about writing your vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about how many people, you know, just like me, I'm an open book, so one of my weaknesses was I just didn't see it. I just didn't understand why. I understand how. I mean, how can this come to fruition if I just write it down? But today, the revelation came, and I said, okay, no, not a problem. It's time. It is time to be totally obedient, not just when we want to pick and choose our favorite scriptures, okay? It is time to be obedient, to do what he says do when he says to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, when we have that burning unction on the inside of us, that's our Father, you know, kind of nudging us, saying, look, I need you to be obedient right now. So when we look at when we do not be obedient and look at the consequences of our procrastination. So I don't know about everyone else, but this has been a very wonderful, challenging year this year. And I'm not going to say it was a bad year, because all things work together for the good to those who love him and are called. Okay, so therefore, all things work together for the good. So the heart attack, you know, the setback, you know, with different medications where they thought I was going to die, but yet I'm still here, you know, and I went through that a few times. It is time to stop being afraid. It is time to go forth and do exactly what he says do. So I thank you for your topic. I thank you that this time, at this season, right at the last week of this year, that we can all come together and intercede and pray for one another as we go along, you know, getting prepared for this next step in our lives. So I just want to say, Leah, it is time, and I want to say thank you, my sister.
You are so welcome. And before you hang up, I just wanted to share, how long ago was that when you had your heart attack?
May the 16th this year.
May the 16th. All right. So that was 7 months ago. 7 is the number of completion. And you are walking in your healing. You're working every day. And you're ministering the gospel everywhere you go. So I just give God praise for what you're doing, because the excitement and passion in your voice is exciting, even for me. So, you know, I thank you so much, because a lot of times people sit and they, oh, woe is me. Well, did you go through a heart attack at 52 years old and still giving God glory? You know, I just give God glory for you sharing with us tonight.
Amen. God bless, sister.
Amen. Thank you so much. So, guys, tonight we're sharing It's Time. And as I shared, if any of you are logging in late, we talked about Ecclesiastes 3:1-6, and we talked about it's time for many things. Well, we talked about it's time to take off the mourning clothes, because we're not mourning, we're not dead, we're not in a funeral. We're taking on new mindsets, we're burying some things, we're burying bad habits, we're burying procrastination and excuses. We're leaving those things in 2017, and we're taking on our kingdom mindset of I can and I will. That I can't thing, we're leaving that in 2017. So for those of you who want to share with us some things that you're coming into 2018 with, some things that you're declaring over your life, some things that God placed on the inside of you, what you doing? Tell us about it tonight. I mean, there is someone that wants to hear from you, because you would be surprised just you sharing what it is that God is having you do, or even some things that you battle with. He shared some things that he battled with, as well as some things that God is, you know, promising him as he's moving forth in some things. He's going to be writing down his goals, and I admonish each of you to do the same. I tell you, when you can see your vision, it is beautiful. I remember writing a letter consecutive years to the Lord on some things that I wanted to accomplish. And I went back like a year later, and I was able to check off some things. A vision board is a great visual of what some of the things you want to accomplish. If that is start a new business, find some things and put that on that board. Buy a house, a car. Put that visual on that board and watch it manifest. It's time to think larger, expand your territory, expand your mindset, and understand that it's already yours. It's yours for it. I mean, you're sitting here saying, well, you know, well, God, I think you can. No, he can. He just needs you to walk in it. He needs you to come into your mindset of he can do it, because he already done it. To be honest, it's a finished work. You just need to walk on into the thing. So press one if you want to share with us. If you're on 929. 4772178. Go ahead and share with us tonight what you're coming into for 2018, some things that you're doing for 2018. We're not setting resolutions. We're making declarations of things that God is calling us to, and we're going to be an impact on our lives and our children's lives. We're no longer leaving liabilities. We're creating legacies. It's time to leave that legacy for your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. So it's time to walk in the fruitfulness of every promise that God has made to you, because his promises are yea and amen. So again, we're talking about it's time tonight. So if you want to share, you're going to dial 929-477-2178. Press option 1 to share what you want to share with us. So Tony said that he's going to be leaving out the mindset of being afraid and things of that nature. We have another caller. Here we go. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. This is Hetty J with the Poetic Ministry. How are you? I want to say Merry Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for dialing in.
You're welcome. I was listening to the other brother, that importance of writing the vision down. And the holiday season, Christmas just left, and I had a really, really bad cold, was in bed, didn't get to eat anything. And you're talking about Ecclesiastes, and a time for this and a time for that. And the brother said to be in the moment. In other words, he said, be in the moment. Do whatever it is God is telling you to do when he tells you to do it, be in that moment. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I have mouth sores because my temperature was so high. And I'm thinking I'm upset because I couldn't eat. But then the Lord was saying, well, you can't eat, but I want you to fast. Now, had I missed the fasting, I would miss the timing, what God was trying to tell me in the time that I was fasting, if I'm making sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always what we think we should do with the timing that God gives us. But when you write your vision down, the Lord allowed me to go back to journals that I had been writing for the past 10, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me an awesome ministry with poetry. I've been thankful that you and I, we've done a lot of things together. But he took me back. And in the writing, in the recording, he reminded me of what he called me to do with the poetic ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to reiterate, you know, when you're listening and doing what God tells you to do for that particular time, and, you know, I always have this cute little acronym. So time, take in individual moments exactly when God gives it to you, and he will expel and tell you what you're supposed to be doing in that time.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I'm so grateful that you shared that because, you know, had I not been obedient, I would have missed him talking to me about this topic. He told me the exact topic. He told me where to go because I opened the Bible, went directly to Ecclesiastes 3. Even the pieces that he gave me as I expounded upon the scripture, he gave me that as I just sit still earlier this evening. And I just give God praise because people don't realize prayer is two ways. It's a two-way communication. But many times we're talking, but are we being still enough to listen to what he's saying back to us? Because it's time for us to walk in the fullness of every promise he's made to us. Because his promises cannot return void.
That's true. That is so true. That's true. He's not a guy that he can lie at all. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for these topics because sometimes, you know, I listen and we miss what's being said until someone else speaks on what was just reiterated. And then it sparks life. So thank you so much for the timing because now I'm realizing it's so easy to follow someone else's dream when God is giving you something to do and then he's telling you it's time. And then you follow his instructions by writing. And then you're able to go back and pick up on the writing that he spoke to you years ago because of his own timing.
Yes. Thank you. You are welcome.
Thank you.
Do you have a piece that he's placed in your heart to share with us tonight?
I can do, let's talk about obedience. The brother said it so well about being obedient. And I have a small piece. It's called Stop Sacrificing Me, and this is something that Jesus literally says to all of us, and I hope it's probably just 2 minutes, but it says, stop sacrificing me. Every time you refuse to do what I tell you to do, you cause me to go through what I have already gone through. You see, I've been sacrificed over so many times before. When you refuse to listen, you close the door. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Why do you think it's so? When you move with my spirit, you allow my spirit to flow. My spirit does what is needed because it always knows. You suffer the very thing I sent my spirit to gracefully do. When you sacrifice obedience, you sacrifice me too. For I have already given you the provisions for the task that is ahead. So when my spirit moves, you move too. Don't stop. Just go instead. Don't think why, for your ways are never mine at any given time. Your thoughts will never be mine, so move along into line. When you feel my unction move along, you will see your obedience for that moment will stop sacrificing me. I've already died for all you've done, so move along with me and keep being one. Can't you see me on the cross when I hung high? When you refused to listen, you put me back to die. Move when I say move. Speak when I say speak. No, you are not crazy. I will never leave you weak. I'm always with you. In me, we will always be. So listen to my Holy Spirit and stop sacrificing me. His timing, I bring you peace. Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Oh, man, yes.
Wow.
Powerful. Stop sacrificing.
Wow. Yes, thank you for your sacrifices as well. Thank you so much because,
thank you,
if you had not listened, none of this would be happening right now. But thank you, and I bless you. I bless you, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for dialing in and sharing with us tonight. You blessed us.
You are so welcome. Bless you.
Thank you. Amen. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece by Hetty J from A Poetic Ministries. I think we have Mr. Tony calling on back in. Mr. Tony, you have some more to share with us?
Oh, she said there. She had got tears in my eyes. That's what I love. I love when God communicates through us like this, okay?
Uh-huh.
And again, sister, I'm not trying to take up in any time or anything, but there's, for me, there's sometimes when things come up, man, that word obedience, if we really sit up and we follow the instructions that God has given us, for myself, again, I'm a mailman, right? Yes, it's our time of the year. We work all year up for this time of the year to make sure that everyone gets everything that they've mailed out. Why is so much emphasis put on this time of the year?
Hmm.
Where all throughout the rest of the year, we have the same job. We do the same things, okay? So, man, we look at how hard we work it. But God says that I shall supply all of your needs according to my riches and my glory through Christ Jesus. He says that. So what if, ladies and gentlemen, what if we just really tried it? You just gave a great example. You wrote something down over a year ago. You found it a year later, and you could go back and check everything off.
Uh-huh.
See, I need to hear that. This is what it means by the words of our testimony and how we share things. You never know by the words of your testimony what it's going to do to someone else. Someone else that who is a believer, or it could be someone that's not a believer, but yet they've been praying. But yet when you open up your mouth, there is the answer. So God says like this, you ain't got to work hard. I want y'all to cast y'all nets on the right side of the boat. Which is good, wait a minute, but I've been fishing out there. I've been down there all night. Ain't nothing out there. Lord, why are you telling me to do it? Oh, you want to question me? Just do what I tell you to do. Try me, son. Try it. Try and be obedient. So for me, that writing everything down was because, again, what gift? The gift of the imagination that God gave us and our own creative power. So when you not just write it down, man, when you write it down, you read it. You read it. You meditate on it. Because even though it tarries, wait for it shall surely come to pass. Out of all of the times I have read that scripture and taught it and said something about it, I didn't take hold of it for me myself. Oh, but wait a minute. I got a revelation today, y'all. And you know what, Leah? It was time. It was time. So I just had to piggyback on, I give God glory for him. I give God glory for everything that for all the people that are hearing those little calls. The trumpet is sounding. We just have to stop, be still, know he's God, and follow the simple instructions. Write it down. How much money do you want to make? What do you want this? How do you want that? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Get it out of your head and put it on paper. And I'm going to leave it alone right there, sister, okay? But I just had to come back in and say that. I love you.
Love you, my brother. All right. Well, thank you so much again for sharing. Because I tell you, Hetty J., I mean, when God gives her poetry, it's definitely prophetic, and it will hit the heart of men. I tell you, it's beautiful. It's such a blessing. Thank you again for sharing. All right. Our topic tonight is It's Time. And so we've been sharing about it's time. It's time to do some things, and it's time to stop doing some things. Stop procrastinating. Stop delaying. Stop having excuses Stop having an I can't mindset and take on the I can, I will, and I will move forth in the things that God has called me to. So we have another caller. Let's see who is going to be joining us this evening. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire.
Hi, Aaliyah. It's Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm fine. As I was listening, what came to me was it's time for us to start encouraging one another. So many times we are selfish and we are so focused on our own problems, but just like the gentleman said earlier, God allows us to go through things so we can be a testimony to one another, and that testimony that we share will sometimes get others out of their situation. So I think it is time that we pull out the gifts inside of ourselves and start, you know, talking to one another and giving our testimonies and even sharing, you know, some of our struggles without fear of being judged or whatever, because it's all for the glorification of God's kingdom. So I think that it's time for us to kind of step out of our comfort zone and begin to start reaching out to people.
Yes, I agree. It is so time to do that and stop being so focused on you and focus on others as well. So, yes, that's good, because there's someone who needs to hear your testimony, and that'll help them get through. So, yes, that is wonderful, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing with us. All right. Have a good one. All right, guys, we have another caller. And welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Good evening, Miss On Fire to Inspire. This is Jamie Jones. How are you this evening?
Hi, Miss Jamie Jones. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. And I will tell you that it is time to put God first.
Amen.
In everything that we do. And that is something that I'm really working towards. And in that putting God first, that means that my morning time, it is a priority before I do anything else to spend time with my Father. Mm-hmm. And that is in my studying, in my worshiping. That is making sure that I schedule my day around God, not scheduling God around my day.
All right now.
If that makes sense, that means that I get up and, you know, it's about my Father first before I'm getting dressed for work. It's about my Father first before I'm deciding what am I going to wear. It's about my Father first before I look over at my phone to see who called me, what call I've missed, or what message that I've missed. Mm-hmm. And that's, for me, that's what it's time for. It's time to make God a priority and make sure that God stays that priority. Because Proverbs 3:6 tells us that in all of our ways, that if we acknowledge God, that he's going to make straight our path.
Yes.
So that's what it's time for me to do, and to make sure that I'm consistent with that. God is first in everything that I do.
Amen, amen. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing, because it's definitely something that we all need to be reminded of, because many times we try to hit that snooze button, get that last 5 minutes of sleep, and then we're like, well, okay, God, you understand. No, stop hitting the snooze button, talk to him, and then move forth in your day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm telling you, day is so much better when you put him first.
Exactly.
Amen. But thank you so much
thank
for sharing
for
with us. All right. Goodbye. Guys, we have some great, great it's time. So what is it time for you to do? What is it that you're doing differently for 2018? What is it that you want to initiate? If you're on online, you'll be listening online. You can't participate in the discussion, so you'll have to dial in at 929-477-2178. That's 929-477-2178 to participate in the discussion. What is it that you're going to be doing? It's time to do some things. Now, we talked about some things that it was time to stop doing. It's time to stop procrastinating. It's time to stop having excuses. It's time to take off those burial clothes, those mourning clothes, and crying about what happened in the past. Okay, it happened. We're not negating that it didn't happen. But it's time to move forth and move forward in the thing that God has called you to. No more stagnation. No more just being in that place of nothingness. No more. It's time to move in the place of prosperity, because that's the promise for you. Walking in the things that God has called you to. He didn't want you to live in an impoverished mindset and live the way that many people are living, below their potential. He wants you to come up in your thinking. He wants to come up and have that become your reality. So what is it that you want to share with us tonight that you're going to be doing? Because, again, it is time. And we're coming out of Ecclesiastes 3. We shared with Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 6. And we even talked about, the Lord reminded me that accountants call it month-end close when they close out the books and things of that nature for the month. Well, we're calling it officially closed, because there's some things that we're officially closing out and we're leaving it in 2017. There's no need to take it into 2018 because it's officially closed. What is it that you want to move forth in that God is calling you to? There's some things that He's placed on the inside of you, and it's a burning desire. There's some things that you've written down. You need to go back and revisit them, because He's calling you to greater. And so it's time to take off that complacency stamp that you placed yourself in, that complacency box that you placed yourself in, and come into the now and your mindset, come into the now in your life, come into the now even in your speaking. I love my sister Tammy, Minister Tammy at church. She says, you know what, we got to be so intentional about our words. She don't say, she said, that's my ride or die chick. She doesn't say that. She said, that's my ride or fly chick. So even in your playing, be intentional about your words. So what is it that you are doing? And you know, even think about this. I will never forget, and I say this all the time, y'all, because it really, really touched my heart. And my guest told me, he said, my mentor, and I want to say his mentor was Dr. Reuben West. He said, his mentor said, are you doing what you were born to do? Or are you doing what you learned to do? And so that's my question to you tonight. Are you doing what you were born to do? Are you doing what you learned to do? Are you being fulfilled with what you're doing? Are you just existing? Are you just complacent because you make decent money? Are you doing and living the life that God has called you to? Because at some point, if you're not, that making that money is not going to be enough. It's not going to fulfill everything that God has placed on the inside of you. There's going to be like a big hole. That's the analogy that God gave me, because that's what I felt. I made the money when I was in IT, but there was a big hole in my soul because I just didn't feel like that I was living out the dream that He's called me to, the life that He's called me to. And I gave Him so many excuses of why I couldn't write On Fire to Inspire the book, why I couldn't do this radio show. And so I thank God for being able to walk in obedience in 2014. And May the 31st, 2014, we released the book On Fire to Inspire. So it's now available in paperback, ebook, as well as audiobook. And then I released the show 7 months later. So, you know, it's time to walk in the things of God. And there's been so many people, there have been so many that have said, you know what, these topics have blessed me. The guests have blessed me. You know, you just don't know how you spoke to my heart. You confirmed some things for me. You know, and it's not me. I tell people all the time, this isn't my show. This is God's show. I'm just a mouthpiece that He's chosen to use in this hour. And, y'all, I'm so excited because He's doing so many great things through each and every one of you. I just want you to walk in obedience. I just want you to walk in love. I want you to live out that life He's promised you, because I'm telling you, there's someone that's waiting on you to get in position and do what He's called you to, because you're that person that's going to help them line up. You're that person that's going to help them say, hey, she's lived out what I'm going through currently. So if God did that for her, He's no respect for person. He'll do it for me. So what is it that God is calling you to that you hadn't even started out to doing? It's time for you to that birthing to move forth. Time to move forth in the birthing. It's time for that work to be completed, because 2018 is on the rise. It'll be here in less than 5 days, because we're already on the 26th, and it's 8:39 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. What is it that you're doing for 2018 that God is calling you to? If you want to share, when you're online, you're going to have to dial in at 929-477-2178. press option 1. If you're on that line already, you just press 1 and you can share with us. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hey, Aaliyah. It's Miss Angel Sue Phil.
Great evening to you. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
I am great. I am great. I'm blessed. So our topic tonight is time.
Yes, I'm loving the topic. You know, I do a radio show too, Totally Heal. And I started out, I really wanted to be, you know, in TV. And so, you know, I felt like radio was a stepping stone to that. And so, you know, a couple of years, weeks ago, I was planning on, like, 2018 going Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and all that stuff, you know, to prepare for TV. But my radio show was kind of, like, shut down, wouldn't work a couple of weeks ago. So God was like, the Holy Spirit was like, what are you waiting for? I mean, what do you got to wait for 2018 to go live for? Go live now. So I went, you know, Facebook Live. So a lot of things I was saying I was waiting for 2018, you know, for was things that I could do now that I didn't have to, you know, why are you waiting until 2018 for stuff that you could do right now in 2017? So, you know, I know that God was calling me for prayer, you know, around the clock. I know I personally by myself can't do 24 hours, 7 days a week prayer, but I have a Heal the Land prayer group, you know, on Facebook. So that's another thing that I started, went ahead and started in 2017. So I tried to at least 3 times a day go to that prayer group and make it my business of praying, you know, daily. I don't have to wait till 2018 to do that. So there are some things that we're waiting for 2018 to do that, you know, 2018 maybe it may not be promised to you, but you could do it now. You know, people need prayer all the time. They might need to hear your testimony through Facebook Live or YouTube Live or whatever it is that you're waiting for 2018 to do. They need to hear it and see it now. You know, that they need that encouragement now. So, you know, I love the topic. You know, I appreciate the topic. You know, I just wanted to share that.
Amen, amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us this evening. Because, again, it is time. So thank you for sharing with us what is time and what God has you doing. And that's going to put fire under someone else and initiate some things for some people. So thank you again.
Amen. God bless night.
Thank you. You too. Guys, we have some great, great feedback on this discussion. It's time. So if you want to share tonight, dial 1 and we'll bring you live again. It is 929-477-2178, 929-477-2178. If you are already on the line listening and you want to share, press option 1 and we'll bring you on. You can tell what you want to share, or you can just talk about how one of the callers that previously shared, how it has impacted you and how it may have initiated something that you didn't think about. So you can press 1. Again, this is this topic was completely God-inspired. The Lord said, it's time. And as I opened my Bible, he took me to Ecclesiastes 3. And so I'm telling you, everything about this topic is a God thing. And there are so many people that need to be reminded that it is time. It's time to walk in the goodness and the greatness that God has called you to. It's time to sit on the other things that have been keeping you bound. Set them, just go ahead and close them out. As I said, what did I say? It is officially closed. Close them on out because it's officially closed. So we just give God praise. We give God praise. We give God praise. Amen. So looks like we don't have any other callers that are coming through. So we're going to just kind of wrap up some of the things that's been said to this point. So we came from Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 6. And we talked about some of the things that we were allowing to die from Ecclesiastes 3 and 2, some things that we were allowing to die. That those were bad habits, procrastination, excuses, anything that is going to keep you stuck or in an impoverished mindset is going to stay in 2017. And you're coming into that kingdom mindset because it's your portion. We talked about letting go of the things that seem to have had you bound and being strengthened in the word and allowing the word to strengthen your inner man and your spirit man. and allowing the word to be your lifeline and your blueprint. Make the word of God your priority. And then that was verse 3. Verse 4, we talked about weeping time is over. It's time to laugh and enjoy life, and it's time to be free. Take off those mourning clothes. It's time to stop crying. Put on those clothes and garments of praise. Put on the newness of each and every day that God has placed you here on earth. It's time to stop existing and start living. We also talked about in verse 5, it's time to embrace the new you and the new life and the new mindset for this new year. And we're not making New Year's resolutions, but we are resolving that we're shifting into a new way of thinking, a new way of operating, and a new way of speaking concerning our lives. And then finally, in verse 6, we talked about it's time to lose that old man and walk in the new person that you already are. When I say man, I'm talking about just a human being, so it's applicable to everyone. And we're being intentional about everything that concerns us. We're being intentional about our words, our deeds, what we're doing, everything we're doing, we're being intentional about. And then if a thought try to creep into your mindset that don't line up with the word of God, you go ahead and reject it because that's not your portion. And then we also talked about accountants closing out things with month-end close. We're closing out some things and just officially close because we're not taking them into 2018 and moving forth in our life. And remembering that the promises of God and yay and amen, and that came out of 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. And I read the King James Version to you as well as the Amplified Version to you. So we had some great, great things that were shared from the caller. So if you missed any of the feedback, oh, we have another caller. Hold on. I don't want to miss anybody. If you want to share, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight? Hello.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Hey, Aaliyah. This is Lakenda. How are you?
Great. How are you this evening?
I am awesome. I've just been listening to the call, and I've really been blessed and encouraged by all the feedback from all of the callers. One that definitely, well, what you said definitely stuck with me as far as no procrastination, you know, moving forward. And then also the young lady who talked about, there were two, actually, Hetty talking about obedience, and then the other young lady talking about making God my priority. Him my priority. So I really appreciate that, and I agree, and I take all of those things for me. I receive all those things for me in this year, even for now. And so I'm really excited about the topic. I think one of the things that sticks out to me is also being present and in the moment. And you said that even in your synopsis about one of the things that the Lord said to us when we were actually in prayer, he said, enjoy and have fun. And so many times we're not present in right now, what's going on right now. We're thinking about what's getting ready to happen. We're thinking about what we need to do over here, what we need to do over there, what we need to do over there. And we're not truly present and totally, completely engaged in that moment and what God is saying in that moment. And I believe I heard somebody say that even on tonight. And so as I was listening, I was like, okay, I'm trying to put all of this together, you know. And so it's really a great time of enjoyment. That's what I think. I feel like we're at a time of great enjoyment, even celebration. And even as we talked about earlier, that it's a time of harvest to receive, you know. But what I also heard everybody say on the call is that making sure that you're in position to receive the harvest. And so, and also I was thinking about, and it took me back to even this morning, Isaiah 61, and we talked about the liberty. And so now is the time to truly be free. Be who you are. Be free to be who you are. Be free to worship. Be free to do that which God has called you to do. As you said, no more fear, no procrastination, no nothing holding you back. None of that thing. So he's declared that liberty to us. So now is really the time for us to be free and to be who God has called us to be. And so I'm really excited. I love the topic. It is for me. And so I'm receiving the word on tonight.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing. We appreciate you for sharing with us tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you guys, this has been a great, great show. And as the Lord was giving me the topic, I was like, okay, God. So he was like, you're going to deliver it. There will not be a guest. So I had to be obedient, and I had to share with you all what he gave me. And so one of the things that, you know, we have to remember that it's time to walk in obedience. It's time to be obedient. And we shared that, Hetty shared that as well. It's time to be obedient. And it's time to be still enough to hear his voice speak to you. And I tell people all the time, I no longer pray that, you know, I tell people I want to be closer to God. No, that's not my desire. My desire is to be one with him. And as I'm so one with him, I don't miss anything he's telling me to do. So I hear him as he say, move. I hear him as he say, do this, do that. And so I'm just so grateful. And so I'm grateful for each and every one of you that are listening live, that have shared, for each and every one of you that are listening to the recording. I praise God for you. And so tonight we're going to close out a little differently. We're going to close out as Minister Wakenda was talking. The Lord told me I was going to close out in prayer / declaration. So we are praying and believing God for the things of God to manifest greatly in your life. So we thank you, Father, for tonight, for every person that heard On Fire to Inspire. God, we thank you for every person that shared. Father, we thank you for every person that desired to share, but they didn't. Father, we thank you that everything that is negative, everything that's been trying to hold them hostage, everything that just tried to hold them bound, Father, we denounce it and we cancel it and we uproot it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit of hell. And Father, we thank you that as they walk into 2018, God, they walk into the fruitfulness of everything you've called them to, in their mindset, in their physical bodies, in their family life, in their social life, in their careers. Father, everything that you've called them to, Father, we thank you that you've already made provision, and they walk in it obediently. They walk in it faithfully. And Father, because of their faithfulness and because of their obedience, God, you're going to bless them. Father, we thank you. We declare and decree now that all that you've placed on the inside of them is birth. They've been positioned. They've been positioned for the harvest. God, we thank you for the reaping that is here for them. God, we thank you for each and every person. Lord, we thank you for each and every family member. God, we thank you for the healing over their bodies. I heard several said that they were suffering in their bodies. God, we declare and decree healing over their bodies. And Father, as we move forth into the new, Father, we thank you that we're healed in every area of our lives, not just these physical bodies, but of our mindsets. There is nothing else that's broken. Father, we thank you that our finances are healed, our social lives are healed, our families are healed. God, we're walking in a complete healing, healthy, and wholeness, and in our right minds and everything concerning the children of God. God, we thank you, and we declare and decree as we move forth, Lord God, we do it with our eyes focused on you, being one with you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, and it is so. Amen. Guys, I love you. We will be back next week, same time, same place, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell your friends, tell your family. Y'all go out and like us on Facebook, and it is the On Fire to Inspire Network. Share it with your friends. Again, we're here each and every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we just celebrated our third anniversary. And so we're just so grateful for what God is doing. If you need a speaker, a host, an MC for your events, I am available. Email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. If you're interested in sponsoring or sowing into this fertile ground, the show sponsorship is only $25 for the month. You don't have a long-term commitment. We do take PayPal. We take Square and Cash App. Again, I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I love you guys, and I bless you, and I give God praise for your life. Have a blessed one.